This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Joe Hansen, host of the PBS digital web series teaching everyday science called It's Okay to Be Smart. Joe, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, no, or maybe.
40 degrees south.
I'm going to go with the island that the sellers of Alibaba are going to buy for themselves.
That is an excellent guess. This week, we learned that Google's Project Loon will be off the ground within the next year. You heard about this Project Loon thing?
No, I haven't.
It's the company's internet beaming balloons. They'll float in a ring around the 40th southern parallel, providing internet access to pilot testers in the southern hemisphere. All right, you got something for me?
7%.
7% of people who remember what Heartbleed was are going to remember what shell shock is.
That is the percentage of Americans who believe the moon landing was a hoax, which was thoroughly debunked this week by computer graphics card maker NVIDIA. These people love to point at the light and shadows in the moon photos and that there's no stars in the background. So NVIDIA used the most advanced light simulation known to man to hopefully put that to rest.
All right, I got something for you. About 7 liras.
That would be the price of an espresso in the Vatican City.
And maybe true. I'm actually talking about Turkey. Turkish engineers are road testing an electric car that can travel 500 kilometers on a 4-hour charge, which cost is 7 liras or $3.30 just about.
Well, next time I'm in Turkey, I know I don't have to pack my own electric car. That's good.
Okay, you got something for me?
$26 million.
How much an Apple person lost when the stock took a little dive after all of these reports about bending phones and stuff like that?
Great guess, but we have to go across the Pacific for this one.
Ah.
That's how much less it costs to send India's Mars orbiter mission to Mars compared to the budget of the movie Gravity.
Let's be honest, though. The movie looked great.
Yeah, I don't think the Mars orbiter mission stars George Clooney.
Joe Hansen is a biologist, a science writer, and the host of the web series It's Okay to Be Smart. Joe, thank you for playing along, man.
Thanks for having me.
There's a special version of Silicon Tally for listeners and a lot more from our TV and tech series at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.